Hi, I'm Bill Gord. I'm a storyteller. And with me today is Yakuba Sissoko. And you can hear him playing the kora from West Africa. And we're going to tell a West African tale about the sun and the moon and how they ended up in the sky. Hope you enjoy it. Long ago, sun and moon lived down on the earth. And every day, they would go over to their good friend Water's house. And they'd call to Water, "Hey Water, come on out. Come on out and play with us." And Water would come out and they'd play. Play all day. At the end of the day, they started to leave sun and moon. And sun turned around and had an idea and said, Oh, water, won't you come to our house tomorrow? Oh, water, won't you come to our house tomorrow?
Bajiyo, kika na teleka tolonge. Bajiyo, teleni kaloka tolonge. Aute tolonfenye.
But Water didn't answer. Sun and Moon looked at each other and shrugged their shoulders. Oh well. And started to walk away. But Water called out to them, Sun and Moon, you're my best friends. Won't you come to my house to play tomorrow, okay? And Sun and Moon looked back and they said, Okay, we'll come back tomorrow to play. Okay.
Bajiyo, kaloni teleka tolonge. Bajiyo, teleko, ani kaloka tolonge. Alute tolonge.
And the next day they came back and they said, "Hey Water, we're back. Come on out and play." And Water came out and they played. They played. And at the end of the day, it's time to go home. And this time, Moon sang to Water. Oh, Water, won't you come to my house tomorrow? Oh, Water, won't you come to my house tomorrow? Water didn't answer. Sun and Moon shrugged their shoulders, started to walk away. And Water called out, Wait, don't go yet. Before you go, look, you're my best friends. Won't you come to my house tomorrow? They said, okay. So, the next day they came back again and they called out to Water. Water! Come on out and play. Water came out and played. They played and played good friends playing. At the end of the day, Sun and Moon sang together. Oh, Water, won't you come to our house tomorrow? water, oh water, won't you come to our house tomorrow?
Bajio, bajio, kaloka ke ika na tolonge. Bajio, bajio, tileko ke ika na katolonge. Bajio, bajio, kaloko ke ika na akatolonge. Tilewo, kalowo, bajiko ke ika na akatolonge. Adunte tolong venye, tolong venye, alute tolong venye.
But water didn't answer. Sun and moon started to leave. Wait, 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 wait. You're my best friends. Won't you come over tomorrow? They said, okay. And that's what happened. Day after day after day after day, day after day after day. Every day they played. Every day they played. They had a great, great time. End of every day, one, sun, or two, moon, or both of them would ask the water once again. Oh water, oh water, won't you come to my house tomorrow? Oh water, won't you come to my house tomorrow?
Bajio, bajio, kaloko kika na akatolonge. Tileyo, tileyo, kaloko kika na akatolonge. Bajio, bajio, kaloni tileko kika na akatolonge. Agute tolonveye, alute tolonveye.
The water never answered, never answered, and would always ask them to come back. So after so many days, sun and moon said to water, oh water, we keep asking you every day, and you never even answer. And then you say, we're your best friends. Well, best friends answer their friends. Won't you come to our house? Why don't you answer? And water said, well, I didn't want to hurt your feelings. And sun and moon said, what? You're not going to hurt our feelings if you tell us the truth. And water said, okay, I can't come to your house. Why? Well, your house is too small for water. And sun and moon were sad. Sad, sad, sad. See, I hurt your feelings and I didn't want to hurt your feelings. Won't you come to my house tomorrow, said water. You are my best friends. Sun and moon said, okay, okay. But they were sad walking home, not saying much of anything. But then Moon got an idea. And Moon said, Sun, I just got an idea. We're good builders, right? Sun said, sure, definitely. Well, if our house is too small, what could we do? And Sun started beaming, smiling, smiling, smiling. You're right, Moon, you're right. We can build a big house. We'll make our house bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. When can we do it? Now, tonight. So Sun and Moon went home, and they got work and they did. They got work and they did. They worked and worked and worked and worked, worked and worked and worked and worked, hammered and sawed and worked and worked, worked and worked and worked and worked, worked and worked and worked all night. That house got bigger and bigger and bigger. Whoa, said Sun, whoa, said Moon, this is fantastic. Look what we've done. There's plenty of room. There's plenty of room. Yay! Hey, let's go back to water tomorrow. let's not tell our water our surprise. We'll just act like it's a regular day, and then we'll tell our water at the end of the day. That will be fun. So they went back, and they went to water's house, and they called out to water, "Water, come on out and play." And they played, and they played, and they played and played and played all day. They were smiling and laughing, and water says, "What's going on? You're laughing so much today." "Oh, we're just having fun," said Sun, "with our great friend Water. We're just having a great, great, wonderful day." "But why are you laughing and giggling so much?" "Oh, never mind, never mind. We're just having a great time." At the end of the day, it was time to go. Sun and Moon, just for fun, sang their song to Water. "Oh, Water, oh, Water, won't you come to our house tomorrow? Oh, Water, oh, Water, won't you come to our house tomorrow?" Water said, "I already told you, your house is too small." "Not anymore," said Sun. "Not anymore," said Moon. "We worked all night and built a great big house. Plenty of room for you, plenty of room." "Really?" "Absolutely." "Then I'll come tomorrow. Can I bring my cousins?" "Absolutely." "Of course, we have tons of room." "What time are you gonna come, Water?" Water said, "Well, how about 10 o'clock? "Perfect." So Sun and Moon went home, and Sun and Moon went to bed. Sun couldn't sleep much. Sun was too excited. Woke up Moon. "Hey, Moon. Hey, Moon. Is it time yet? Is it time yet?" Moon looked up at the clock and said, "No, Sun, it's 2 a.m. Go back to sleep. Go back to sleep." Sun went back to sleep, but woke up soon and woke up Moon and said to the Moon, "Time yet? Is it time yet?" Moon looked up at the clock and said, "No, no, 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 no. It's 3 a.m. 3 a.m. For heaven's sake, go back to sleep." Sun slept a little while this time, but still woke up soon. Woke up Moon, "Is it time yet? Is it time yet?" Moon looked up at the clock and said, "No, no, 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 it's 4 a.m. Go back to sleep." Sun went back to sleep, woke up soon. Woke up Moon, "Is it time yet? Is it time yet?" "No, well, it is 8 a.m. now. At least it's kind of morning instead of night, but it's not time yet." "Is it time yet? Is it time yet?" "It's 9. "Is it time yet? Is it time yet?" "It's 10. Knock, 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 knock. Oh, someone's knocking at our door. Who is it?" "Water. Can I come in?" "Of course! Open the door! Make yourself at home!" And a big wave of the ocean swooshed through the door and started filling the house. Started filling the house. And Sun and Moon looked at all that water and said, "Whoa! Whoa!" And jumped up onto a table, looked around. "Whoa! There's water everywhere, water everywhere, in every room." "Oh my, water is big, water is really big. But it's all working out, because we're fine on this table anyway." Knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock. "Who is it?" "More water, more water. Can we come in?" "Uh-oh, we told Water to come and bring all their nephews and everything." "Sure, come on in." The door opened again. Another wave, the ocean swept across the floor, filling up those rooms, and along with it, fish, fish, all kinds of fish, 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 all kinds of fish. There are barracudas and dolphins, sea anemones, and jellyfish and stars, sea stars, all kind, lobsters, whoa, and a squid. Ay, ay, ay. Wait, it's coming up on our table. We better find somewhere else to climb. Oh, we gotta climb up on that beam. You think we can get up there? Sure, let's go. They climbed up on the beam. They were up on the beam looking down and whoa, there's water in every room, almost to the ceiling. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, well, it's all worked out, because now it's fine, and everyone's having fun. Knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock. Who is it? Who is it? More water! Can we come in? Oh, we have to say yes. Sure! Open the door! The door opened again. Another wave of the ocean came sweeping through the door and came up, whoa, and along with it, a whale? Whoa. Sharks? Whoa. Every kind of barracuda? Whoa. Octopus? Oh, that's cute. Oh, wait a minute. The water's coming up on the beam. We've got to climb somewhere else. We better get up on the roof. Sun and moon climbed up onto the roof. The water kept rising and rising and rising. And then, oh no! Knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock. Who is it? Who is it? More water, more water. Can we come in? What do we say? We have to say yes. Sure, come on in, our friends. The door opened up, another wave of the ocean. More sea creatures swimming around. And sun and moon were climbing up on the roof. Up, up, up. The water's, whoa, it's getting mighty close. You know, we have no more room on our house. Where are we gonna go? Sun and Moon looked at each other. We better go up. They started climbing off the roof into the sky. They climbed higher and higher and higher and higher and higher and higher and higher, way up into the sky. And sun and moon were way up there, looking down, looking down. Look, look, look at all that water. The ocean is huge. There's no house big enough for water. No house. Now what do we do? And sun said, you know, moon, I kind of like it up here in the sky. I can see everything. Look down at my friend water. I think, you know, Moon, I think I'm just gonna stay up here in the sky. I like it. And Moon said, well, yeah, it is pretty nice up here. But you know, I think water would get lonely at night. I've got an idea. Maybe I'll go and live in the nighttime sky. And then I can look down at water at night, and you can look down at water at day. And so water will always have a friend up there in the sky, us. What do you think? And Sun said, that's a great idea. I'll miss you though. So Moon moved into the nighttime sky, and that's how it's been ever since that time. Sun in the daytime, looking down at the water. Moon at night, looking down at the water. And once in a while, moon is missing sun. So moon comes into the daytime sky, sometimes the morning, sometimes the afternoon. We've all seen the moon up there. Well, you know why. Moon's visiting sun, moon's visiting sun, and then goes back to the nighttime sky. And that's how it's been ever since that story.
Bajio, bajio, eni telete tulumvenye. Bajio, bajio, ile ni kalote tulumvenye. Kaloni telebe sana, bajibe dugu makululai. Kaloni telebe sana, bajibe dugu makulula. Olute tulumvenye.
That's our story. That was a pleasure recording that story with you. Our first collaboration, I hope not our last.
It won't be the last.
Could you tell us a little about yourself? That would be a nice start.
Thank you so much for having me and to be a part of your project. This is a beautiful story. And my name is Yakuba Sisoko. I am from Mali and West Africa. I am a storyteller as well, which they call in my language Jeli. And in English, they say living history books. And in French, they call us griot, le griot. So my ancestors were there when my country was a capital of a great empire called Mandingo Empire or Mali Empire, with 11 countries united in West Africa. So the great king was Sundiata Keita, who gave opportunity to my ancestor to tell noble family, their family history, who were their parents, their great-great-great parents,
right.
Passing along generation to generation. So we didn't have a writing, so whole history were detained by a griot, the storyteller. So we were the one who could tell everybody what happened and when. And who were, from their last name, we can tell who were your ancestor, what they did in the past. So that's us. And we, Jeli, all those beautiful instruments belong to us. We have a kora, we have a goni, like an African banjo, and we have a wooden xylophone. We have a hand percussion, talking drum, everything belong to Jeli, but other people can do it too. But those instruments were made by Jeli people. But because to us, to tell someone the beautiful history, you have to really do that through music to combine yourself, and everything can be listened through a good music. So I was born into a beautiful Jeli family, and I learned the kora from my grandfather.
From your grandfather?
Yeah, my grandparents raised me, and my mother was a great singer, my grandmother a great singer. So the entire family is a, you know, artist.
How old were you when you started playing the kora?
I was 9 when I really focused on the kora.
Uh-huh.
And it took me 3 to 4 years to be qualified as a master.
Wonderful. I got to play banjo with you, and you brought up an instrument in Africa that the banjo kind of grew from, I believe.
Yes.
My banjo has 5 strings. How many strings are on that instrument?
Well, the goni came with the four strings. Uh-huh. But now we have Ngoni player who play even seven to sometimes eight strings. It depends on the Ngoni player. But the original was four.
And how about the kora?
Kora has 21 strings.
21 strings.
Yes.
How are they tuned?
It depends because the normal kora key is a D minor. But now we are on F. Most of kora player play on F because F give you a possibility to understand so many scale. Because the notes also are not in order, but you have to learn and also apply your own technique on the kora. So on F, I can play without changing key.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but always depend. Some kora I used to play with a band, the main key was a G major.
Right.
So to tune kora into that, it's hard. But I could keep my kora on G. But what I can't do, that's a C. But you see, I could play on C,
definitely.
But on F here. So F allowed you to understand better
right.
a lot of skill.
And in your traditional storytelling, is the instrument played while the story is told?
Sure. Yeah.
Is it all sung or is it spoken and sung or mix and match?
Mix.
Yeah. Of that.
You can be a singer.
In a way, like we did, this was a
exactly,
mix of
singing. You can be a singer or you can be just only talking through your... We have a lot of traditional banjo player who tell a story, but they don't sing, they just speak. And beautiful, like you just did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could you talk a little bit about how you think playing-wise when you're dealing with a story, or when you're dealing with this story?
When you're dealing with the story is a kind of interaction, you know, and you're getting inspiration from the story. Those two things can go together beautifully because what you're telling people give yourself senses and you transfer a message from your word. That word go into your hand and you can develop something. And it's like opening so many way to yourself.
Nice.
So sometimes you get confused. Oh, so I do this, so I do. Because a story is like also playing instrument, you know. So whatever you say, you try and interpret with your instrument too, which is good. But some people can tell story. They don't play instrument.
Yeah.
And they go together like you're doing is a good because sometimes you get it. You get into, you can speed up and you can break it
and
down.
You use it in all those ways.
And like a par, like where you were mentioning knocking on the door. So we try to play, you know, noise. It's beautiful. So I think history always inspire you to develop more and you can even write another song from telling one story.
Right.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for your contribution to this, our podcast
pleasure.
Series. It's another great addition, and you are a marvelous player and a great collaborator. Thank you very much.
That was my honor. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.